For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say a ruling by a federal judge in Texas threatens the lives of millions who rely on the Affordable Care Act. That judge ruled core provisions of it unconstitutional, siding with the president, who tweeted, "Great news for America." KRLD Radio's Stephen Pickering.
The Attorney General of Texas is applauding the ruling. Spokesman Mark Rylander says it's what they were hoping for.
Today's ruling halts an unconstitutional exertion of federal power over the American health care system.
He says the Texas Attorney General's goal was to effectively repeal the Affordable Care Act. The group of states arguing in support of the ACA was led by California, and that state's Attorney General says the ruling is an assault on the millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions, and those states will continue to fight in court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The White House now has an acting chief of staff. President Trump has chosen Budget Director Mick Mulvaney for the position. The former South Carolina congressman was selected to have the Office of Management and Budget early in the Trump administration. Current Chief of Staff John Kelly leaves after the new year. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is speaking out.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
The White House is dismissing accusations from President Trump's former fixer that Trump directed hush money payments to two women during the presidential campaign to buy their silence about alleged affairs. Michael Cohen told ABC News' George Stephanopoulos that the president directed him to pay Stormy Daniels and former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Center for Disease Control is continuing to warn people in the West about romaine lettuce. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
The federal agency is giving an updated warning about the recent E. coli outbreak involving romaine lettuce, saying to make sure your lettuce does not come from the California Central Coast growing regions, which include northern and central California. The CDC says if there's not a label telling you where the lettuce comes from, you shouldn't be eating it. A total of 59 people have been sickened in this latest E. coli outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent is reporting on two separate borders, each with little in common.
On Fox and Friends, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Nielsen was asked if she agrees with the president's statement that a government shutdown would be worth it to get more funding for border wall construction.
I think the president is being a leader on this. He is drawing a line, and he is saying we're either going to have security or we're not. It's our sovereign responsibility to do so. He takes it very seriously. He's asking Congress to do their job.
Better relations to the North, the U.S. Secretary of Defense and State, met with their Canadian counterparts Friday and discussed a variety of issues. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, says the U.S. is its most important partner.
We share the world's longest undefended border, and we are each other's largest export market.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.